This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Who's been arrested?
You see all them snakes right there?
Yeah.
You see them snakes right there?
Yeah.
They're my
babies. Okay.
I care more about them snakes than I do a human life. Just like that, man.
Who's back in rehab?
I came up here. I'm going to come get my office and go down there and get something to eat, take me a bath. Bubba walked over to the damn phone booth, asked me about the blue flame. I told him, you know, I use drugs. I don't sell no drugs.
And who's hitting who?
I don't watch the news. Because I'm a kid, and apparently every time Grandpa just gives me the remote after we watch the Powerball.
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
Hey, and our trash brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quick quote is free. It takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200. Visit them online. Go to MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen. NMLS 2239. You guys like A Christmas Carol?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
it's got to be near Christmas, but yeah.
Adaptation, a musical adaptation.
Oh, the actual musical.
I thought you meant like just a song.
Yeah.
No.
This is the old Christmas.
No, I like
Christmas
that one.
Past Christmas Future.
Yeah, that's a good.
I think
that.
It's a great story. It really
is. And when I was a kid, they did a Disney one animated that I loved when I was a little kid.
I think the George C. Scott version is really creepy. I think Scrooge was
Bill Murray's best.
Yeah, well, Scrooge is my favorite version of it, actually.
Okay, so Apple is in final negotiations to acquire the rights to a musical adaptation of A Christmas Carol set to star
Kevin Hart, Rock,
Will Ferrell, and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, good combo. Great chemistry.
I don't know if I like Ryan Reynolds.
They're turning it into a comedy, which I guess Scrooge did as well, right? I mean, that's kind of a dark comedy, maybe?
Yeah, but...
Now, Reynolds and Ferrell will star in the film from the team behind Daddy's Home and Instant Family. Now, Apple is acquiring the film in a bidding war as part of its aggressive push beyond TV series and into feature films as it launches the Apple TV Plus streaming service on November 1st. I think I'm going to get suckered into this Apple Plus.
They've sold the heck out of it in college football.
Yeah. I mean, these shows, they look intriguing.
So Apple Plus is the way to go?
I don't know.
I'm going to be like Apollo 12. I'm going to let you guys go land on the moon first and tell me which one
surprising, Brown, because, I mean, Dunaway is always the first.
I know.
Dunaway, you'd be Apollo 13.
I can't get any of them to work.
I set you up for that one there, Mr. You.
You know, here's the thing is we've all wanted options all these years, and now all these options have so many different offerings, I don't even know what to get. Like, if I cut the cord, which I can't do, but if I cut the cord, I wouldn't know if I want Hulu or...
Right there with you. No idea.
Amazon or whatever. Any of them. Netflix.
So we've got a reptile breeder out there, which doesn't really seem like a fun occupation.
Say Amazon for me again.
Amazon.
You say it weird.
Really?
Amazon.
Yeah. You put the...
The emphasis on
Zon.
The emphasis on the wrong syllable. Amazon. Is that better?
Amazon. Yeah.
Okay.
Are women of the Amazon still a thing? The bigger women?
I think they have women there.
Yeah, back in the day, I think our women, I think women in America just got bigger as taller and better shape.
Oh, that's what you mean by bigger? Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks for clearing that up.
Taller.
Yeah.
We swimmers' bodies.
Yeah, taller women and more physical women. I think so. I don't think that phrase is very common anymore.
Okay, that was Amazon. Anyway, back to the reptile breeder. We've got a guy, Brian Gundy. Had just given a talk and an animal presentation on Saturday at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Library in downtown San Jose. While going to get his car parked on the second level at about 4:30 p.m., he left his snakes and lizards in boxes and a bag in a no-parking zone. When he returned,
all dead.
Bad discovery. Quote, as I was loading up my gear, I realized the bag that had my four pythons and blue skink lizard inside were gone.
Oh, you lost your blue skink lizard?
Now, Gundy said he had seen several people walk by his equipment, so he ran after them but couldn't catch up. If the thieves were surprised by the contents of the bag, Gundy worries that the pythons, three ball pythons and a baby albino, caramel Burmese python, and the blue-tailed skink could have been tossed into a dumpster or otherwise abandoned.
If you're just joining us on Trash on the Table, and I feel like I need to point this out, this is not Mike Gundy we're talking about because he looks like a guy that would own pythons.
Yep.
Does he not?
He would, yes.
Don't you think that's, of all the college coaches, Mike Gundy looks like the one that would own pythons?
Or maybe
the most.
A tarantula and just lets it crawl on him.
So to get to the front of the Roy bus quickly on this, there could be three pythons just rolling around in a dumpster somewhere?
Could be. By the way, the stolen animal's worth approximately $5,000. We have new edible nail polish out there.
Oh, right.
According to this, it tastes like an entire two-course meal when you lick it.
That's the only thing. My biggest complaint was with edible things, it's one course.
That's right. I need two courses.
Well, Dunaway, you're a finger sucker, right?
I am not, but my dog would go
nail
to
nail polish
town
goes
on
the toes there, Lance. Yeah, four options.
That's dessert. That tastes like dessert.
Like, I always wonder, because my dog does not lick anybody else in the house except me.
Jim, so you
I
may want to clarify fact. This.
Yeah. Wonder what my skin is like.
Right.
To my dog with this on my fingers, he'd go crazy.
You look kind of driftwood-ish.
Yeah. Musk.
Food scientists have made the impossible a reality with the creation of an edible nail polish.
Oh, what a world.
The inspired offering, which takes its cues from Willy Wonka's three-course chewing gum, is the brainchild of an Australian food delivery service, Deliveroo.
Deliveroo, like
not making this
like
up.
A kangaroo.
Like yeah. Now, foodies keen to try the teal-colored treat will be thrilled that the first course of the lickable varnish tastes like a smoky barbecue ribs with a side of onion rings.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna go for a taste, that ain't a bad one.
This is followed by an equally Moorish dessert consisting of a classic blueberry pie sundae.
Ooh, try this ring finger, rock star.
Oh, God.
Now, the nail polish, which costs $20 a bottle, the creators encourage a quote light nibbling. They advise against overindulging, and they state that the nail polish is definitely not a meal.
Baby, tonight I'm going to
Carol, are you going to finish your thumb?
I'm sure back in the 80s you bought some edible undies from Spencer's, right?
Yeah. Well, but
you don't eat the whole pair, do you?
But an edible in this situation, this is not getting us high or anything, right? This is just just for a meal.
Yeah.
It's not crazy.
Natural high.
Or in a pinch.
Yeah.
How about this? I'm just going to read you the headline and see where this goes. Teen eats her own horse after it was put down and says it was, quote, the best meat ever.
I've never tried horse meat, so I don't know. I hate to judge.
I think you probably have. If you've had dog food, you've had horse meat, right?
Well, I've never had dog food that I can remember.
Brown, I've seen some of the restaurants you go into. I bet you've had horse meat before.
Now, a teenager who has received...
That was a weird dig on me there.
...received death threats for eating her own horse, says it was the best way to honor the animal. Pia Olden, 18 years old, lost her horse, Drifting Speed, back in 2018. That's a good horse name, Drifting Speed. Was put down due to an illness. In a now-deleted Facebook post, the writer and apprentice chef revealed her family kept fillets of Drifting Speed in their freezer, writing, quote, if I'm going to eat horse meat, it's going to be my own. Well, you know what, Pia?
Well,
you
I'm
don't
gonna
have
human
to
meat.
Eat horse meat.
All right, here's the thing, Dunaway. You keep writing these restaurants, and I have eaten at all those. But I think horse meat's probably more expensive. That's the whole thing when people talk about, like, Taco Bell serves some random meat. Guys, look, those meats are more expensive than cow. Cow's the cheapest one. That's why they serve cow.
Okay.
Right? You see my point? I mean, horse meat will be way more expensive than just normal beef.
And I think that's more cat that you're putting out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gato.
Yeah. This is kind of believable. There's a Montreal law firm out there that says Fortnite, you can become addicted to it, and the video game should pay up. I'm not saying they should pay up.
Yeah, but you can become addicted, I'm sure. Addicted. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, a Montreal legal firm has requested authorization to launch a class action lawsuit against the wildly popular video game Fortnite. You don't want to open this door, do you?
You do not.
Now, the legal notice filed on behalf of parents of two minors aged 10 and 15 likens the effects of the game to cocaine, saying it releases the chemical dopamine to the brain of vulnerable young people who can become dependent on play. Now, according to an attorney for Calix Legal, quote, we dug into it and realized there was a strong case for it. Went on to say the firm contacted by parents interested in suing for the company of producing such an addictive game. They are asking others concerned about their child's dependence on the game to come forward.
I actually saw a real sports story on this where they make it sound like, and the same thing in casinos with the sounds and the lights flashing, everything that keeps you engaged there. If you look at video games, they're sort of doing the same thing to keep you intrigued for 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours.
You know what I've never thought of? You know how we're so tired at 5, 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
We need casino sounds in the background here.
Yeah, that wouldn't get old at all.
Or we could just pump more
oxygen.
We had
one about 20 minutes ago.
That's a good point. Somebody hit the jackpot.
Woke everybody up, didn't it?
Okay, I've got some shower thoughts for you guys. First one. You never see advertisements for microwaves.
Yeah, that's a great point. Why do you think?
And everyone has one, right?
Yeah. Is it because everyone has one?
I don't know. I mean, I got a dishwasher. Buy it. I mean, how often do you guys use the microwave? I use
every
mine
morning.
Two or three times a week.
Every morning.
Once a day.
I got a little breakfast sandwich I eat on the way to work. I heat it up every single morning I leave.
Another shower thought for you. Pulling out your cell phone when you see someone else looking at theirs is the contagious yawn of the modern era.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yep.
How about this one? Many of the world's greatest empires were built by men who wore sandals.
That's an old Cheers discussion, isn't it? Comfortable shoes.
That's a great point, though.
Clay Travis still wears sandals.
Yeah, he does. Yep. You're right.
Another one. True self-control is being able to resist eating popcorn during the previews at the movies. I'm always done by the time the movie starts.
Oh, yeah.
What sucks now is trailers are only 30 minutes. We saw the Joker Sunday at 1 o'clock. Movie started at 1:32. 1:32.
Yeah, I mean, you're done with all your snacks and candies by the time the movie starts.
But I'm okay with that because I don't want the movie actually starting with people still finding their seats and rustling in.
Opening
and
the candy
You know
wrappers?
What happens to me, though? Like if it's a 12:30 movie. I always get there at 12:30, but if I'm ever there at 12:45, it's already started. But if I get there at 12:30, it doesn't start till 12:55. Doesn't make any sense. Okay,
Lance is here.
Final shower thought for you. You're probably in the background of a framed photo in a random house.
That is true. You're right. I don't even know I'm there.
I was talking to Cole yesterday. I would love to know, because you were on that mass murder guy. I'd love to know how many times I have sat near.
Yeah, by the way, Samuel Little, we used to do our Google search of the day.
Yeah.
If you haven't heard of this guy, the first time we heard about him was yesterday, but they're saying the most prolific serial killer in United States history is still alive and in custody.
Yeah, happened to be on one of our TVs yesterday. So when Cole was in here, I asked him, I said, I'd love to know how many times we sat next to, in our lives, somebody that had killed somebody.
No, I mean, I know people that have killed people.
Oh. Oh, geez. I don't.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Maybe I do.
Yeah,
I think you do, Jim. Yeah,
you
do. I think you do, yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Follow the show on Instagram @JocksRoundtable.